The Astoria City Council voted 3-2 to allow Hollander Hospitality to build a 30,000-square-foot, four-story hotel on the waterfront site of the old Ship-In restaurant at 2nd Street. During the two-and-a-half-hour meeting, councilors debated the clarity of existing city code and guidelines. Hollander Hospitality attorney Mark Hultberg told the council that in proposing the hotel project, the company had followed Astoria's city code to the letter. He said code amounted to, quote, ground rules to live by, unquote, for developers hoping to build within the city. In the end, a majority of the council decided that the hotel developer had satisfied the city's requirements. Astoria Mayor Arlene Lemire and Councilors Tom Brownson and Bruce Jones all voted to approve the project. Jones is mayor-elect and will assume the post in January. The bottom line for them was that the city's code, as written, left Astoria no choice. Mayor Arlene Lemire.
It seems to me that no matter what our personal beliefs are, whether I want a hotel there or not, whether I believe 45 feet is too high or not, I have to vote on the code that we have before us. I would urge you, if you want to change the code, to work to do that in the future. But at this point, I'm going to go with approving their appeal because I believe that they have satisfied everything that we ask them to do, and we have to go with our code.
Councilor Tom Brownson.
In this case, the code is clear as far as height and size and setbacks, and that it's been allowed, and that there was public input, and there was a lot of discussion that went into this code and to have those plans, and that's what should be allowed. Now, if we don't like it, it's a little bit too late to make the change today, but we can revisit these things. And I can see a good case for revisiting this code and making that language a lot clearer. And for me, I gotta tell you, this really informs me a lot about the urban core and the work that we have to do there. We wanna get it right.
Councilor Bruce Jones.
So my opinion is that the guidelines do apply to new construction, and that the applicant's proposal has met the guidelines of B2A and B2F that are under discussion tonight.
Councilors Zeddy Nemlowil and Cindy Price voted no. Nemlowil said the decision had been a difficult one, but ultimately she could not support the project. She suggested further modification of the hotel's height, a suggestion that was not taken up by the council for a vote. Here's Councilor Nemlowil.
I would lean toward either denial of appeal or ask that council consider the option of modifying the design review committee's denial and requiring the height of the project be reduced to 35 feet in order to satisfy concerns regarding mass and scale.
Part of the council discussion was about whether city code regarding the Hollander project applied equally to existing buildings and new construction. Nemlowil recalled that when the city's riverfront vision plan was adopted in 2009, the intent was to craft regulations to protect the waterfront from development that would diminish the city's character.
Really, I mean, think about it. Why did the city ever embark on the riverfront vision plan? It wasn't because of a fear of development that was already here. It was a fear of waterfront development that could come. At the time, there were 17 proposed waterfront condos. Okay, and so, the idea that this only applies to existing construction is absolutely ludicrous.
Councilor Cindy Price.
I think we can agree the appellant sort of stuck us with something, which is what we are stuck with is the language of our code, and I would have to kind of agree with that. Our code is clearly in need of some housekeeping.
During the public comment period, a few of the more than 30 people in attendance came to the microphone to speak. Astoria resident Glenn Boring sounded an alarm about future building on the waterfront.
It would seem to me, if we really think that's what the code means, we could have a string of 45-foot-tall rectangular boxes. I just cannot believe that that's in character with everything else that is around it.
The council's meeting was required in response to Hollander's appeal of a second denial of the project by the city's design review committee. The committee met earlier this fall and ended in a 2-2 split vote, which under committee guidelines was the same as a denial. The meeting was held as, quote, an on-the-record meeting, which meant that only issues defined within the appeal documents could be discussed by the council. The council's vote was tentative, a typical procedure for council decisions. They'll meet again on December 20th in council chambers for a final vote. Had the denial been upheld, Hollander Hospitality could conceivably have taken the city to court to overturn the decision or taken the case to the Oregon Land Use Board of Appeals. I'm Joanne Rideout reporting.